T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is actually a really fun sport to watch live. Because I could see the appeal. They put him up pretty close to the glass or something. Or they put him in a luxury box and let him go down to the near the ice right before game time. I think it would be impressive. I think hockey is very impressive up close that they're actually doing this.
But he's English, so I bet he has no idea what the hell's going on. He sees the two goals. He thinks, I guess it's soccer on ice and everything else.
Which it kind of is. Right? I mean, it's fairly close
to soccer. They don't fight in soccer, though. They dive.
It's very much the opposite in that way, yes.
Imagine trying to explain icing to Elton John.
Imagine trying to explain icing to, like, half of our listeners.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I'm kidding.
I think 99% of our listeners know what icing is.
What is the
hockey
rule?
Can Alex explain icing?
Yes.
To a T?
Yes.
How about offside?
I would like to think that she could, yeah.
How about the loser point?
Yeah, she would hopefully, like me, think that the loser point sucks and they should just bring back ties.
How about, does she know when it says noon on NBC, it really means like 12:40?
She absolutely knows that. Yeah, I should apologize to our listeners. They absolutely know what icing is.
We have smart listeners.
But you know what? You know why I can make that joke generally about the NHL? Because its own referees decide to be ignorant of the rule book in the playoffs, which is always a factor in who wins these series.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, elbowing, roughing? No, those aren't penalties. Didn't you see the calendar? It's May now. You're allowed to do whatever you want. If your name is Cal Clutterbuck, you can just do an assault on the ice, and it's just good old-time hockey. I'm mildly concerned about that part of it for the Penguins.
So the big four for the Penguins are Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, and whoever the goaltender is.
Like historically, you're saying? Or
no,
right
going into every playoff series.
I think Gensel has worked his way into big.
No,
whatever.
But do you think he's more important than any of those four guys? Whoever the goalie is,
I think he's
Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, and Sidney Crosby.
No, not more important, no. I will concede that. But if you are making like your Penguins Mount Rushmore, he's the name that they're trying to decide if they want to put his face on the next part of the rock. It's Gensel.
Do you think they'll ever do that on the real Mount Rushmore, add another president?
I don't know. I was told. I read something somewhere.
I don't
think
they have enough stone.
I don't think they do either. I think
or rock,
it's deceptively like a smaller.
It is. It's smaller. Everyone that's been to Mount Rushmore has told me.
Smaller in person.
Yeah.
But I've been told, I read somewhere actually, that doing any Mount Rushmore talk on the radio is bad. We shouldn't be doing that.
We're doing actual Mount Rushmore talk, though.
We're not doing sports
Mount Rushmores. We're doing the real Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, don't do Mount Rushmores of sports. Just talk about the Black Hills of South Dakota.
The actual Mount
Rushmore. Talk about a national park on your show.
How do you feel about those four guys? They're three, you know, core players.
Feel great about Crosby. Am more confident than you, I think, trying to parse and detect tone from you about Letang. I'm more confident about him than you are, I think.
Okay.
I am equally worried. I have equal trepidation about Malkin.
How about Jari after talking to him today about his dogs and his engagement?
I actually feel a little better after talking to him.
He's a human metronome. He just always sounds the same. He's got Eli Manning syndrome where he looks the same after a pick six and he looks the same after a guy catches a football off his helmet in the Super Bowl.
I think there's something to that being a good quality for a goalie.
Yeah, but I'm with Airy, though. Fleury's the exact opposite of that. Fleury, he'd do that skate after he let in a bad goal, and you could tell it was in his head for the rest of the game. Still a great goalie.
But that hurt Fleury for multiple years of his career. And I know Bob knows that, but that's the thing about him is that the bad years in the early 2010s get completely wiped away. You know what else is a series for Fleury that doesn't necessarily get lumped in as a bad one? But that I would use as my body of evidence to say that just because he had a nice late career renaissance here doesn't mean it was all roses. The Montreal 2010 series always gets lost to history for him.
Well, he got outplayed by Halak. Got benched against the Islanders.
I know he did. That was the take I did on the air that made Joe the most insane.
That's when Vokoun went in and was actually pretty good.
Joe said, who is going to be the most important Penguins player in this series? And I said, Tomas Vokoun. And he about lost it. And
are
I
you
going
to say Legacy right
no,
now?
No, my Vokoun reasoning was also not technically correct. I said it would keep Fleury in the back of his mind sharp because he'd know he had a
look
real
over
backup.
His shoulder?
Yeah, that he had a viable backup.
I don't mind that take. He got all up in arms about that?
Yeah, he just said, Mulzy, I gave you the entire team to pick, and you took a goalie who won't even play. Yeah. And then he did, and then people just let him hear about it.
I think
made him
the
angry.
Other goaltender on paper, Varlamov, looks way better than Jari because he went to the conference final last year and had 7 shutouts. But I think the Penguins are in his head, and I actually think the Islanders would be better off playing Sorokin, but I don't think Trotz has the balls to do it. I think it might be like last year with Sullivan. By the time Trotz goes to his backup goaltender, it'll be too late in the series, yeah. So I think that's an edge for the Penguins. I think they can withstand Malkin being less than 100% in this series, but I don't think they can long-term in the playoffs. I don't feel good about him at all.
I think one thing I'll say about Sorokin, by the way, I should have said earlier, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What is it?
Saves percentage. I'm saying saves percentage, even though when you say it, I always think it sounds wrong, and I think it is, but whatever. He has a horrible percentage.
Against the Penguins?
He had one game where he was just an atrocity.
Yeah. Varlamov gave up
4 goals on 9 shots.
I know, but Varlamov has a playoff nightmare against them.
Well, who do you trust, though? Sorokin has a 20-save shutout against the Penguins this year and then a meltdown.
I don't think I could really trust either one of them because I don't even think Varlamov is 100% healthy. I think Trotz is just counting on his system to rule.
Then don't we think the biggest difference maybe in this series from the 2019 series is that they had Robin Lehner in 2019 and he was nails? Isn't that
yeah,
the
but
real
Leonard
story?
Was just like Varlamov, where he had a great regular season that was bolstered by the way that they played, but he also didn't have a House of Horrors history against
the
Penguins.
Well, that's
yeah.
what I mean.
I know.
Robin Leonard wasn't battling any sort of demons connected to the team he was playing. He
you
went
know,
in there
Sid
with
only
a
had one point
slate.
In that series?
Well, they all looked terrible in that series. I don't even remember a single player on the Penguins who looked good in that series. Not one.
I think Letang will be better, too, because this version of Dumoulin that he's playing with is better.
I think this version of Dumoulin that he's playing with is better, though, in part because Letang was better.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how at home Letang was willing to stay on multiple occasions, and you'd go, holy crap, is that Brian Dumoulin joining the rush yeah. and looking good? I think that's – you can give Dumoulin credit, but you have to give it back to Letang for allowing that.
And I think that there's been more pressure on him to carry all the load defensively and play close to 30 minutes in a playoff game when you've got – you know, Schultz and Johnson as a pair behind you. You've got some, pair or you've got dead weight. I don't really see that with them right now. I will allow for the idea that Matheson can be a boom or bust player in this series. And honestly, if he is, I'd get his ass out of there. And I would put just a more steady player in for him.
Well, Chad Ruedel's the kind of guy
right.
that's built for
I would honestly
like
do that. Like he, I understand that there's risk reward with him. But the last thing I would want if I'm Mike Sullivan is that Mike Matheson screwed up
Mike
the series for us.
Mike Matheson,
like Johnson did last year against Montreal.
Mike Matheson, well, he's just a better player than Johnson, though. That's for one thing. But Mike Matheson is the kind of guy that could screw up this series, yet if they get to the Final Four and have to play like Colorado, he could help them win that series.
Oh, yeah,
because,
Schultz did that in 17 when they didn't have Letang.
But because he can go firepower with firepower.
I agree.
You're probably going to have to, if you get to that point, I know cart before the horse here. You're going to have to score goals to beat Colorado, and you're going to have to possess the puck. That's where he can help you. I would tell you this year, another thing that's different from them in 2019 to now, with what they did with CeCe, they have way better balance on those three defense pairs, right? Like, they have – each pair can do a little bit of everything. There are guys whose roles are pretty clearly defined. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would
and
say so.
And in each guy, there is a belief, okay, this is what I'm here to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm comfortable doing. And I think that's partly just good fortune on their part and partly that everybody, Letang included, and it starts with him on the blue line, buys into the system, and they've seen it work.
But the Penguins defensemen in that game 4 when they got swept 2 years ago, Dumoulin, Gudbranson, Johnson, Letang, Pettersson, Schultz. So half of it's the same.
But good
Pettersson, Letang. Actually, Gudbranson was good in that series.
He was good in that series, but like that was damning with faint praise a little bit.
Yeah, because everyone else was so bad.
But I mean, CeCe, I think, without being too cliched, because everybody's written about how much better he's been, asking a guy like that to play within himself and not asking him to be like a hugely featured player on a defense corps is, for me, a massive upgrade for them. You know who else makes it easier for them, though, too? I mean, I don't, you and I both know this, but having a true third and fourth line that are willing to get in their forecheck and possess the puck makes everybody's life easier on defense.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text, and Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.